This is gross.
Oh, this is gross.
Oh, that's so gross.
Oh my God, that's gross.
Like, this is totally gross.
No, this is Jordan Gross.
Oh, Jordan Gross.
Oh, bless his heart. Jordan's not gross.
This is gross.
All right, here we go. This is Gross, episode 4, with fullback Mike Tolbert. Now, Mike and I sat down at the beautiful Grove Park Inn in Asheville, North Carolina, while we were participating in the Panther sponsor golf weekend. We had a little bit of downtime, and the Panthers put us up on the fourth floor in room, I want to say 4604 or 4460, but had a plaque on it that said Burt Reynolds had stayed there, so I was pretty excited about the room we were in to know that Burt Reynolds had been there. But Mike and I sat down, I set up my gear, and we recorded this before we had to go to a Q&A dinner schmooze session with the sponsors. So here it is, episode 4 with Mike T. That's his nickname. You got to say it, Mike T. with Mike Tolbert. Enjoy. We are live.
Let's go.
This is it.
I'm ready.
Is your seat comfortable?
My seat's very comfortable now.
The hotel room had some narrow in the hips chairs that I'd provided for our conversation, and
yeah, you're slipping.
You had to adjust to the king size seat with couch cushions to boost the height. Correct.
I needed a booster, man. Everybody know I'm short. I needed a booster.
But you're wide too, and we had one issue that already got solved, though, because you came up here for this event, and you didn't bring proper clothing for the nighttime.
Well, see, what had happened was I got the invitation a long time ago. And I said, yeah, pencil me in. But nobody ever said, hey, Mike, bring some nice clothes to dress up in. So I came in shorts and tennis shoes.
But we have the fancy dinner schmooze session with the sponsors tonight, and you were going to look like a ragamuffin.
What is that?
It's like a ragamuffin's like something that's like a drowned rat.
That's harsh, man.
Well, like you would look like a rough looking character. How about that?
Okay. I get that.
So you had to send somebody in beautiful Asheville, North Carolina to find you some pants and a shirt.
Hey, at least I got that kind of pull.
What do they look? Have you tried them on?
I tried them on. They got a little pleat in the front, you know. It's going to be nice. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put it together. That's one thing I'm going to do.
I said they look like tuxedo rental pants, right?
They do look like I'm going to the prom, but you know but you know what? We're going to make it happen.
And you don't even have like any of your watch or anything.
I feel so naked. I usually have some nice jewelry on, maybe some earrings. I ain't even got a brush.
Yeah, I could just hear the sponsor saying, look at this guy.
I know.
He doesn't even know how to dress, and he's wearing tuxedo pants.
But he looks nice, though.
That's embarrassing.
Those are some nice pants.
Why is he sitting on a couch cushion to raise up his height of his chair?
My chair got stilts on it, don't
you? Yeah. How'd you play today?
I hit about a 6.
You hit a 6?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
I hit 3 squirrels, 2 rabbits, and a beaver.
Did you see all those turkeys out there?
Man, yeah, I wanted to. Never mind.
Everywhere.
I wanted to call D'Angelo and tell him there's some good turkeys.
They're not scared of anything. I drove up right on them.
I know. They just look at you with the little neck.
They did, right? When I was getting ready to putt, and I missed.
Well, you was going to miss anyways.
No, I carried our team today. First hole.
Hold on. You carried your team, so.
Oh, yeah.
What was y'all overall score?
We were 5 under. And
under what?
5 under par.
Oh, okay.
On the course.
Oh, good job.
No, here's really what happened. First hole was the close to the pin for us, hole number 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit it closest to the pin.
What? It's your first. You're obviously going to go to.
But it was a good shot. And but then from then on, it was downhill bad. I think I hit a house, and I didn't hit any varmints like you did, but
I hit a couple houses.
It was bad. So now you've been in Carolina almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you glad you made the move?
I'm ecstatic about it, man.
What's it like? See, I've only been here. This will be my 11th year. But what is it like when you were in San Diego? You're from here,
mm-hmm.
but you were in San Diego. What the Panthers organization look like when you're a San Diego Charger? You know what I mean? Like, what was your thoughts overall in the organization, on the players, all that?
Well, I mean, obviously, I knew, you know what I'm saying, about you and Steve, and, you know, Jake was still here when I went to San Diego. But as a player, you never want to say another team looks scary to you.
Yeah.
But on paper, you guys look like y'all had it all.
See, I've heard that a lot from people. Yeah.
So, like, my rookie year, y'all actually came to San Diego and played the first game of the season.
I remember that. We won right at the last second.
Yeah, to touchdown pass to Dante.
Yep.
So, that was my. I got the first ball in that game. I was excited. So, to be here and be close back home is a blessing. And I love being in Charlotte. So.
And you're saying when you were in San Diego, you were scared of us?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. No, you guys had a good team, though.
Yeah, we did.
A good run while you were out there. Mm-hmm, was it hard leaving? Because I read, and I don't know if this is true, you can clarify that they offered you like a deal similar to here. Is that right or no?
Well, yeah and no. Okay. You know, it was tough leaving because, I've spent 4 years out there. I had so many friends. My wife is from there. You know, my daughter was born there.
Yeah.
You know, I train out there all the time. So I still have a house there. But it was more of a life decision and a business decision at the same time. Because coming closer to home, it gives my family a chance to come to more games and see me more, see my daughter more. And the football aspect, if you can play football, you can play anywhere.
Right.
You know, so... The playbook, it helped because it was the same.
Yeah.
And I already knew Ron, I already knew Chud, I already knew Steve Wilkes' defensive side. So it was an easy transition.
Was it hard not to call Coach Rivera Chico? Because isn't that what you guys all called him?
I still call him Chico.
Yeah. I think he wants it because he'll bring it up and he'll be like, yeah, so they called me Chico. And then he'd say, yeah, when I was playing, they called me Chico. Like he's always hinting that I think he wants us to call him Chico, but it doesn't sound right when it's your head coach.
You ever notice how much he says, okay?
Okay. Oh yeah. He says a lot.
Look, guys, we're gonna go out here and we're gonna perform with perfection. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Like the guy from South Park.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know what else I notice about it? It's like his sunglasses are always slipping down his face because about every like third sentence, he takes his middle finger and he pushes them back up on his nose. Now, have you ever noticed that?
I have. That's from all that Dapper Dan that be sweating out. His
he's bringing down the beads are running down south, and he has to pump the glasses back up.
Yeah.
No, I think the Chico thing, because I talked to Chris Dielman
A little bit.
And he told me when he was coming out, you got to call him Chico. And so I was like, I don't know. It sounds weird to call your head coach Chico.
I mean, well, you know, when I was in San Diego, he was a linebackers coach.
Yeah.
Then he got promoted to defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? We were Chico from day one.
Right.
I didn't know it was Coach Rivera. That's,
I'm going to start calling him Chico. I just decided.
Yeah.
I'll see him tonight, and I'll be like, what up, Chico? we're doing a Q&A panel.
We are.
Oh, yeah. So it's a good thing you got your tuxedo slacks. It's going to be me
and
you.
I need a bow tie.
No, it's because it's me, it's you, it's John the Stewart, and Jeff Piggy Hangartner. So it's just going to be me and you are the only ones with any personality up there.
Yeah, Jonathan's going to sit there with his bright shirt on.
It was fun golfing today. I mean, I had a good time. And
go Ducks.
Go Ducks. Hey, so when you've been in our lifting group a lot this season, the 7 a.m. early birds.
Early birds.
Is it a little disheartening?
Hold on. I got to fix my
cushion. All right, adjust the pillow.
All right, go ahead.
Is it a little bit disheartening when you're always doing heavier weights than all the O-linemen?
Yes.
You're so strong, man.
I mean, it's something like I don't like being shown up by anybody. So when I see you over there squatting 600 or something like that, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but
put it on, House.
I know you do. You don't like say no. You're still dumb enough or young enough to like chase the weights. I'm like, God, House, because he'll push us. Our strength coach, Joe House, we call him House. He'll push us, and sometimes I let him down because I'm like, House, I think this is enough, buddy. Like.
Right,
it's either this or possibly blow a cervical spine.
House, you won.
Right, okay. You are a meathead, yes. Yeah. But you'll go crazy on the squats especially.
Well, I mean, look at me. I'm 5'9", 250 pounds.
Right.
I mean, that's the easiest thing I got.
You're made for squat.
I'm made from squatting and running 10 yards.
Well, see, your full squat is like me doing like a quarter squat. Because the range.
Well, I mean,
that's my excuse.
If you equivalate height to width,
yes,
then I'm about even with you.
That's true. Your body mass per square inch is a lot higher.
Yeah.
You packed it all in there.
I can't help it, man.
So that brings me to my next point. I would say that on the team, you got to be one of the best athletes.
Yeah.
Because
I want to be on Dance with the Stars.
Well, I've seen you dance, especially, what was that game you and D'Angelo were dancing on the Jumbotron? Do you remember that?
Oh, that was me and Stu.
You and Stu.
In the preseason.
What song was it? The
Wobble.
The Wobble.
Yeah, I think it was the Miami game.
That was like the highlight of the year for me. Like, yeah. I just think, see, I think that's one thing that our team could benefit from is like having fun out there. And like, you guys dancing, the crowd was going nuts.
They was loving it, man.
And you were loving it.
I was having a good time. You loved dancing. I mean, anytime you can leave one situation and go into another situation and you feel that much more comfortable with yourself and with the people around you.
Yeah.
I mean, why not have a good time?
So the team has been good then. You like?
I love it, man.
We got a good group of guys, right?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I tell people all the time, like, the team that we had in San Diego were great football-wise, but the team that I have here are great for life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, yeah, we had talent, but here it's like, if I need you, I can call you, and you'll be there without a doubt.
Right.
I couldn't say that for a lot of guys on the San Diego team.
And that's what a lot of people say when they come here. And we got talented players as well. So I feel good about kind of the direction we're headed. But yeah. So what's your weekend plans? Like, I know you pretty well football-wise. Mm-hmm. And I know you're a committed family man.
Absolutely.
You got one child, right?
One child, one on the way.
When?
November 23rd. Ooh. And you know what November 23rd is?
Is it a Monday night or a Sunday?
I don't know what day it is.
Well, what's the significance?
It's my birthday.
No.
100%.
Really?
Yes, sir.
That'd be cool initially, and then just you would never have another birthday party for the rest of your life. Never. It would just be the kid. Your birthday party would be like either a princess party or like Skylanders.
Yeah, my wife told me, she was like, if the baby's born on your birthday, don't ask for a present.
Yeah.
Just look down at your kid.
Yeah, exactly. Forever. My mother-in-law and my brother-in-law the same day.
Yeah.
And it's always a battle to like whose birthday it really is, and the cakes all are shared. So it's like, happy birthday, Joey and Mom, you know? And like, it was cute, but now that they're grown up, now my wife's mom's like pissed every birthday because she doesn't get to be the center of attention. But
yeah.
I think you might be able to overcome it.
I'll be all right.
So what's like your, like this weekend, for example, what's the Tolbert family do for fun and family time?
Well, tomorrow I'm probably not going to do anything.
Nothing?
Just relax at home. Might get some cardio in, go in and get some cardio or something. But
what's cardio? I see you on the bike.
Yeah.
You put the seat down nice and low. I like the lowest setting's like a 1, and it goes up to like 25. Yeah. I'm like a 16 usually. Probably like a single digit.
I'm like at an 8.
Yeah. And you get the little thunder legs pumping like crazy. I bet you your RPMs and torques are off the charts, though.
Yeah, I usually try to keep it over 120 RPM.
Do you put the straps on over the toes to get the ultimate?
But you get that hip flex, the quad burn, and the hamstring.
Have you ever done a spin class? I did one of these with Steve. We were talking about spin class. You ever done spin class?
I haven't.
Dude, it's brutal.
Yeah?
They make you stand up, and they're like, I did it. We were in Costa Rica on a vacation with my family.
Why'd you
like,
do a spin class in Costa Rica?
I was just coming off ankle surgery, and feeling, you know, and you get those days where you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm so out of shape. Yeah. This is scary. So I'm like, I'm going to go do spin class. And it was super hot, and they had the doors open. And there's this Costa Rican lady, faster, faster. And I was like, ah. And she's like, there's a dog chasing you. There's a dog chasing you. And I was like, okay, I'm going. And she's like, now stand up faster. And she's like, turn the knob 3 turns. And I was like, seriously, I was thinking, oh, my gosh, I can't tap out, because the people in there, like, beforehand when we were getting ready, they're like, oh, you're big. You must play football. And, like, at that point, you can either lie or come clean. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, I do. So they're like, oh, you're really going to be good at spin class, you know?
Yeah.
So now here I'm in the middle with this lady yelling at me, there's a dog after you. Dude, I almost passed. It was so hard. So then you got to, like, you got to stand up, 2 pumps, sit down, 2 pumps, stand up, sit down.
Yeah.
Oh, everything's burning. You should try it.
I'll pass.
It sounds fun, huh? Especially in Costa Rica.
It sounds excruciating.
But so you're gonna get some cardio in on Friday, and then what?
Saturday, you know, wake up, probably go to breakfast. You know, probably IHOP somewhere like that. We're good. We love going to Waffle House. You know, getting the old. What's
your go-to meal
at Waffle House?
Uh huh.
I usually get the all-star breakfast with an extra waffle.
But just one extra waffle?
Yeah, just one extra waffle. It's the All-Star. You know,
what's in the All-Star?
You get bacon,
egg. See, I'm not a Waffle House. Like, I usually go to, like, non-chain restaurants for breakfast or at home.
Yeah, I got you.
So what's the All-Star?
But see, my wife loves Waffle House because she's from California, so she's never had it.
Yeah.
So now it's here. It's like every weekend, let's get it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, All-Star breakfast comes with bacon, sausage, You can add ham if you want for extra 59 cents. You get eggs, hash browns, and a waffle. Jeez.
And an extra, and then you go extra waffle.
You got to, man. You got to double stack it.
So it sounds like you got to do the cardio Friday so that you can go get the all-star breakfast on Saturday and break even by Sunday, and
then,
right?
Oh, yeah. And then I take my daughter to the park or something like that. Go outside to play with the kids.
How old is she?
19 months.
So you go like you do like a, you get like hours in on the swing with her.
Oh, she won't leave the swing.
Yeah, she just stand there.
And then what's I'm gonna tell you the funny part is that she gets in the swing, the one that has the little cup where you put your legs in. And she wants me to swing next to her.
Oh, nice.
But it's still the one with the cup, so I can't swing. So I'm sitting there like trying to balance on it.
On it.
And then when I swing it like grr.
I'm like, there's kids waiting in line, mad at you.
Yeah.
You ever go to the swing set and you're like scoping it beforehand? Is it in the shade or in the sun? and then you want to face if it's in the sun, you want to face away from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, should I put my kid facing the sun or me facing the sun? Which is and then you feel bad because I'll put my kid facing the sun.
I tell you what I did like 2 weeks ago. Me and my wife went for a walk, and me and my daughter was at the park. Sun was beaming down, but it wasn't hot. But I still the sun. If I feel the sun, I'm sweating.
Oh yeah, me too.
So I try to. My daughter, she loves the swings and the slides, and I was looking at scoping them out both, and the swings had the sun just like no shade. the side was right.
You just broke my microphone.
Hey man,
it wasn't broken previously.
Somebody lying.
Just take it off.
All right.
Just take it off. There you go.
All right. The slide was The slide was positioned right behind the big house. It had a lot of shade. So I had my daughter in my hand, and I kind of shielded the swings with my shoulder to walk to the slide because I didn't want to be in the sun.
So what happened? So she made it? She didn't see?
No, she didn't see it. She slid down the slide about 5 or 6 times, and I look up, and she gone. And she over there pulling on the slide like this.
Yeah.
Like a little monkey. I'm like, oh, God, I got
to
go.
See, my kids like to do this swing where it's like you have to make up this whole race. So I'm pushing one with each hand
because
my son's 7, my daughter's 4. Right hand, left hand, you know. And then like they're like, all right, let's do a race. So then I have to do this whole scene where they're like NASCAR racing. And then all of a sudden they turn into submarines. And I'm working and yelling and screaming. And they're just sitting there like,
having a ball.
With the wind blowing through their hair. And I'm back there like sweating. It's in season. My arms are tired, you know. Yeah. And it's so funny. Like, you never thought when you were a kid, you never thought about all that stuff your parents did. Like
how
much they were working all the time, you know.
Yeah, I haven't gotten there yet, but I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you get two, it's fun. You'll see. But well, thanks for coming on.
Most definitely,
I appreciate it, especially after that long day of hitting, what'd you say, two squirrels, a turkey,
two beavers, and a house.
Well, we better get our tuxedo pants and to be determined top on and go down and schmooze, right?
Yeah, I might cut the sleeves off my top.
You should. Just shock the world. All right, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
No problem, bro.
We'll see you.
Yes, sir.
That wasn't so gross.
No, that was pretty gross.
I've heard grosser. Is it grosser or more gross?
That was gross.